Describe her performance. Describe the performance that you put on.
What I do?
Yeah.
Well, most of my songs are fast.
I mean, what do you put into it?
Well, whenever I sing, that's what I really mean. Like, I'm singing a song. I don't sing it if I don't mean it.
I met Michael Jackson. He was 9 years old, going on 10. And he was a little boy in many ways. And then he'd go out on stage and be this dynamic superstar.
With the child.
He lost the ability to be a kid before his 12th birthday. Michael Jackson really was never able to go anywhere without a bodyguard or without a limousine, without, you know, people to protect him from his success. To not ever be able to just go out to the park and look up at the sky and to not be able to go to the movies, I just think that he has paid a tremendous price.
A heavy price. I want to know how big of a price it was, losing your childhood or having this kind of life.
Well, you don't get to do things that other children get to do. You know, the simple things that they so much take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Having friends and slumber parties and buddies and just hanging out. There was none of that for me. I didn't have any friends when I was little. My brothers were my friends.
Was there ever a place where, because, you know, children, you know, I remember I had playing games and talking to myself and playing with my dolls and all that. Was there, and I think every child needs a place to escape into a child's world, into a child's imagination. Was there ever a time you could do that?
No, and that is why I think now, because I didn't have it then, I compensate for that.
Really?
I mean, people wonder why I always have children around, because I find the thing that I never had through them, you know, Disneyland, amusement parks, arcade games. I adore all that stuff because when I was little, it was always work, 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 from one concert to the next. If it wasn't concert, it was the recording studio. If it wasn't that, it was TV shows or interviews or picture sessions.
Mm-hmm.
It was always something to do.
Did you feel, Smokey Robinson has said this about you and so have many other people, that you were like an old soul in a little body?
When I remember hearing that all the time when I was little. They used to call me a 45-year-old midget wherever I went.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always hear that, and I just would hear it, and I never thought about it. Just like when some people say, when you were little and you started to sing, did you know you were that good? I said, I never thought about it. I just did it, and it came out. I never thought about it, really.
So here you were, Michael Jackson, with hits. You all had so many hits. Four hits in a row, and you were crying because you couldn't be like other kids.
Well, I love show business, and I still love show business, but then there are times you want to play and have some fun, and that part did make me sad. I remember one time we were getting ready to go to South America, and everybody was packed up in the cars, ready to leave and go, and the plane was about to take, and I hid, and I was crying while I was hiding because I really did not want to go. I wanted to play. I did not want to go.
Were your brothers jealous of you when you started getting all the attention?
Not that I know of, no.
You never felt a sense of jealousy?
Let me think, no.
No?
No, I think they were always happy for me that I could do certain things, you know, and but I've never felt jealousy among them, no.
Do you feel that they're jealous of you now?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think so, no.
No? What's your relationship like with your family? Are you all close still?
I love my family very much. I wish I could see them a little more often than I do. But we understand because we're a show business family and we all work.
Mm-hmm.
We do have family day when we all get together. We'll pick a person's house. It might be Jermaine's house or Marlon's house or Tito's house. And everybody will come together and we'll fellowship and love each other and talk and catch up on who's doing what and, you know.
You all aren't all upset about LaToya and LaToya's book and
the things that LaToya has said about the family?
Well, I haven't read LaToya's book. I just know I love my sister dearly. I love LaToya, and I always will. And I always see her as the happy, loving LaToya that I remember growing up with. So I couldn't completely answer on that.
Do you feel that some of the things that she's been saying are true?
I couldn't answer, Oprah. I haven't, honestly, I haven't read the book. That's the honest truth.
So